Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 124, Enchanted Tales with Belle. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 124 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Let's go O's! Okay, can you tell I'm a little pumped for the Orioles in the postseason? It's been a very long time as a fan since the Orioles have won the division, much less one of the best records in the Major League. I can already see what a good portion of my next couple of weeks will include. Lots of great baseball. But this is not a baseball podcast, it's a Walt Disney World podcast, and a darn good one if I do say so myself. Anyways, let's get back to it. Today, we're going to return to the Magic Kingdom and continue reliving our memory from September of 2013 and catch a show of the new Enchanted Tales with Belle. So, as we left off with our last memory, our family just finished riding Peter Pan's flight using our old paper fast passes. We've decided to go back into the new part of Fantasyland and get in one of the longest lines we've had all day to enjoy new Enchanted Tales with Belle. Unfortunately, there was no avoiding the line by the time we got into the park, so today we'll wait 10 or 15 minutes. Remember, the crowd levels are 2 or 3 according to touringplans.com, and it takes a little while before we're ushered into Maurice's workshop, and then the show really just sort of takes off from there. This attraction is not really new. They used to have this Storytime with Belle show, which honestly I never saw, but it seems to be about the same from everything I've heard and seen. The big deal here, though, is the very cool home that they've now created for it. The mirror in Maurice's workshop is awesome. Then you walk into the castle, and it just really sucks you in. You round the corner, and there's Madame Wardrobe, and you can't believe your eyes. I mean, the story just continues to build. And of course, as you guess, I'm picked to be part of the show as the suit of armor role, which actually should provide us with some interesting perspective on the show. We'll hear things a little bit differently. You'll hear some of the cues that they give me. Once everyone has a role, we're shown into the library where we await Belle. And my first view of Lumiere again here just leaves me in awe. This is the most amazing animatronic that I've ever seen. And it's not one you can miss. You have to go see this thing. Finally, Belle arrives and the story can really begin. So, if you're like me, the main reason I want to see this show is because of the cool effects and audio animatronics. But the little story and interactions afforded to the children will have me coming back many, many times in the future. The show is very different and special. It's not just a meet and greet with a character, but it has a way of making everyone feel special. There is that missing opportunity to really get a little bit of private time with Belle, but, you know, it's still a lot of fun. So what are your thoughts of Enchanted Tales with Belle? Do you have a fond memory of this attraction? Have you been part of the show, too? You know, maybe come share it with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show and simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like this show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. Finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings, as you can tell. Today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting those headphones on so fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we share a tale as old as time with our friend Belle.
Half out. I mean, should I put it somewhere else that it doesn't get nearly as wet? Can I put it underneath? All right, let's go. Okay. It's heavy.
I know.
Is our water bottle in it?
I was excited about it. All the water bottles are in it.
Of course, it's empty. But... Sorry.
Sorry.
All right.
Mike, this way. When?
Who wants to go see Belle? Mikey.
Take the diaper bag.
Você é de quem? Você? Quantos anos vai ao mesmo aniversário? Vamos lá.
Now, Suze, we may not get to talk to Belle as much on this time, but we're going to get to play with her. We get to play with her. They're going to ask if people want to help tell the story. If you want to help, they'll give you a card and they'll tell you what to do. Okay? You don't have to. You can just watch. Hey, Susie. So this is Belle's cottage. This is where she grew up. And her daddy still lives. And her daddy used to build all sorts of cool and crazy gadgets. Susie. Sort of, yes. Hold on, Susie. Susie. Back up. Three princesses. Princesses. La Belle, Blas, Roma. Sleeping Beauty. We have four. Thank you. All right, Mikey. Susie, go stand up there.
Otherwise he'll be climbing over.
Yeah.
A lot of people? Okay, awesome. Well, special welcome to all of you. And is anybody a returning tour?
to the day Belle and Beast fell in love.
Oh, sure.
Oh, and of course, we'll need someone to play the master, the Beast. He has a mighty roar!
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 Next, we need Belle's father, Maurice. Maurice gets locked in a dungeon where he shivers from the cold. And of course, we need someone to play Philippe, Maurice's horse. Philippe says, "Yay!" And now, Mrs. Fox and dear little Chip, the teacup,
it is what it is.
They hop everywhere. And finally, it's time to decide who gets to portray me. Oh, you've got some awfully big roars to fill. Okay, give me a great big... Does everybody have a part who wants one?
Susie, why don't you be a dish?
And now I have a part for everyone to play. It will be your job to make the sound of a horse galloping.
Okay, everybody,
have to be still. Oh, wonderful! I think we have time for a quick rehearsal. We'll start with our Beast. Let me hear you roar. Now, everybody, roar! Wonderful! And now, Philippe, give me a great big yay! And Mrs. Potts, Chip, Pop. Oh, very good. Suits of armor, march. Really stomp those feet. Maurice, shiver. Philippe, yay! Woo! Everybody, gallop. Come on, gallop. Mrs. Potts and Chip, Pop. Maurice, shiver. Roar, Beast, roar. Everybody, roar!
Oh,
be so delighted to see you. Just wait till she sees your performance. It'll be fabulous. Now, Lumiere will be calling you in soon, and when he does, file into the library quickly and take your seats. Oh, and remember, it's a surprise! So, mum's the word.
Madame Wardrobe, we are ready.
Oh, you're on!
Pass members go on first time this right inside the library.
Au revoir! Bye-bye! Bye-bye!
Chip and the Beast, right over here for me. Gotta go. You wait right over here. Oh,
hello.
You're going to stand right here. When Lumiere asks if you're ready, you're going to say "we," and then we'll drum around.
Okay.
Ah, wonderful. Sutamara, are you ready?
We.
Superb. Now, you have the hardest part of all. Throughout the entire tale, don't move. Okay. You will be marching soon enough. Now, remember, Ben doesn't know you're here, so I shall call her in, and when she enters, we'll all shout, surprise!
All right, everyone, stay quiet. When I say now, we're all going to shout, surprise! Oh, but Lumiere, could you get the lights, please?
But of course!
Missy?
Oh, Ben, where are you, mademoiselle?
Lumiere. Now!
Surprise!
Right over here with your armor up.
Oh,
way, Mrs. Potts.
The dancing tailor.
From your Potts.
The noble Philippe.
Philippe, you saved the day. I don't know what we would do without you.
Get time to talk with Bella today. You can go sit down.
She signed the book, but she signed the book part that we're going to give you.
Okay.
What's your name?
Lori.
Lori. Bell, Lady Lori. What's your name? Susie.
Mikey.
Mikey? All right.
You going to say hi? No, not to him.
We have Master Mikey.
Say hi.
Hello there, Mikey. Are you a show reader too?
All right, you're going to hold your armor right here so we can see your face, and you're going to offer your right arm to Belle for a picture.
Okay.
Goodbye to Belle.
Bye, Belle.
Suit of armor, you are dismissed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One.
What'd you think of Lumiere? Oh, you bent it. He's an AA, but I can see it from behind. There's arms that control him, that control his arms. And then his face is projection. But the flames are really cool. All right. Oh, more for us. Thank you. He just shot everything from the show. That's all the pictures from the show, including us. Did he walk into the wall?
Show. Bray Taylor, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.